This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados remains on track to become the first country to have the fastest aging population in the Americas. The tertiary education minister urges nurses to be prepared for the pending aging crisis. The Barbados Agricultural Society expresses concern over the unfair competition triggered by a market glut on certain food crops. But BSEN says Barbadians must be able to benefit from the low pricing on goods. And a seismic activity increases at Kickham Jenny. With the details, I am Michelle Spencer. The head of the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus paints a grim picture about Barbados's population demographic, citing that the country remains on course to be the fastest aging population in the Americas. Professor Clive Landis brought a sense of urgency in the conversation about putting measures in place to deal with the rising demand for healthcare services due to the demographic shift and the prevalence of chronic non-communicable diseases in the country. Speaking at a special pinning ceremony for the newest cohort of nurses at the Cave Hill campus, Professor Landis indicated that the country is racing against a ticking demographic clock.
National data indicates that the Barbados population is expected to continue to increase in size gradually until a plateau in 2030 and falling gently thereafter. The biggest demographic shift, however, is in the elderly population, which is 70 years and older. Compared to the year 2000, there were almost 5,000 more elderly women and another 5,000 more elderly men living on the island in 2020. Between 2000 and 2060, the number of elderly men is expected to triple and the number of elderly women more than double. By 2060, almost one quarter of all Barbadians will be 70 years and older. Barbados is expected to become the first country in the Americas to have more people living in the over 70 age segment than the under 20s.
He revealed plans that the university will undertake to prepare Barbadians for what he described as a strong and unavoidable current.
So our public health successes must now be matched with a real understanding of how to manage frailty-enhanced multi-morbidity. Without this planning, it won't just be healthcare that suffers. Indirect costs across most sectors could be enormous. The University of the West Indies, for its part, is exploring the creation of a specialization in gerontology, both at the level of MSc in geriatric nursing, as well as a DM in geriatric medicine. We look forward to collaborating with all stakeholders in the healthcare system, the public, the private, and the third sector, to plan for this impending reality.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the UWI Cave Hill Campus, Professor Clive Landis. Meantime, Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands, warned the nurses of the challenges ahead with an aging population, while adding that there is an urgent need for a national conversation to be had to address the impending crisis.
The care of elderly parents is going to be a tremendous challenge, and that challenge will fall to you as well, because they're going to end up in our hospitals, people are going to abandon them. And this is a genuine crisis that our economy is facing. Hence, what is needed in the Barbadian economy is that we need to have a conversation to sit down and discuss how are we going to approach this, how are we going to take care of our elderly, and how are we going to grow our economy that it can sustain and give to our elderly the quality of life which they deserve.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. Local farmers in Barbados are facing a significant challenge as a bumper crop of produce, including watermelons, cucumbers, and sweet potatoes, has led to a market glut and falling prices. This issue is compounded by a surge in imports, which farmers say is creating unfair competition and threatening their livelihoods. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, highlighted the dual pressures facing the sector.
My concern really is that at the time, and of course, you know, I think that there should be general support of Barbadians for farmers, and that, you know, we are actually, you're seeing some success on the fact that farmers are now producing watermelon, and not only watermelons, but generally the agricultural commodities to satisfy the demands of Barbadians, that we are seeing now prices falling very, very low. And one of the things, the issues, and I believe that we, you know, we should consider is that we do not want a situation where prices are falling to the point where it is below the cost of producing these commodities.
Mr. Paul maintained that farmers must be able to benefit from their yield.
But all I'm saying at the same time is this, that the government institutions have a responsibility to try to ensure that farmers are able to obtain reasonable prices for the produce that will keep them in production, and that we also don't have a situation where we are granting import permits for commodities which we are adequately producing within Barbados.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Meantime, the head of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, argues that while the Barbados Agricultural Society may be concerned about farmers' interests, consumers must not be denied the benefit of affordable produce during these challenging economic times. She stressed that the glut in some commodities must be seen as a normal function of supply and demand.
You know, consumers deserve benefits. They deserve to benefit from low prices when they occur, especially given these times, high cost of living environment that many of us find ourselves in. So the concern of the BAS about unfairness must not be defined only in terms of producer interests. Obviously, they have that sector to represent, farmers, I dare say, and those who work in agriculture. But fairness must also apply to households, households who are struggling with food bills, high food bills, and inflation.
Executive Chairman of the Barbados Consumers Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. The 2025 launch of the annual Walk for the Cure event, hosted by the Barbados Cancer Society's breast screening program, took place yesterday, drawing a crowd of sponsors, partners, and media. The event, held at Sugar Bay, was a vibrant display of community spirit and renewed commitment to fighting breast cancer. CIBC Caribbean Country Manager Kimar Poulias stressed the importance of early detection, urging people to encourage their female family members to get regular mammograms.
And that is why we must all play our part, because cancer can come in many forms since this disease has become more prevalent amongst our society. We must continue to support those we know with cancer, whether that is a colleague or a family member at home. They need our help. It may be as caregivers, doctors, and nurses. They deserve our gratitude and appreciation. We used to think that breast cancer used to be a disease for older women, but we are finding that every day that younger women are contracting the disease. So we cannot let our guard down.
He confirmed that every cent raised in Barbados goes directly to the breast screening program and announced the signing of a new memorandum of understanding to cement the bank's long-term partnership with the Barbados Cancer Society. Grenada's National Disaster Management Agency has issued an advisory reporting a recent increase in seismic activity at the Kikimjenny submarine volcano. Located between the islands of Grenada and Carriacou, the volcano's unrest began Wednesday at 10 p.m. local time. This is according to the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center. The center detected approximately 800 tremors, with the largest registering between magnitude 2.2 and 2.4. Despite the high number of events, no tremors were reported to have been felt in Grenada. While activity is ongoing, the center notes that its intensity has decreased. The alert level for Kikimjenny remains at yellow, and marine vessels were advised to maintain the established 1.5-kilometer exclusion zone around the volcano. Recapping the headlines, Barbados remains on track to become the first country to have the fastest aging population in the Americas, while the tertiary education minister urges nurses to be prepared for the pending aging crisis. The Barbados Agricultural Society expresses concern over the unfair competition triggered by a market glut on certain food crops. But BSEN says Barbadians must be able to benefit from the low pricing on goods. And seismic activity increases at Kikimjenny. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.